and don't move when you speak.
Okay, so one and two.
Crowds gathered in St. Peter's Square, thousands upon thousands of the faithful waited in hushed anticipation for the pontiff to emerge on the balcony and raise his hand in benediction. The fasting and the prayers were over. The feast of San Gennaro would be ushered in with the pealing of the twilight angelus echoing throughout the Vatican, and the bells would be heard throughout all Rome, heralding merriment and good feeling. The blessing of Pope Francesco I would be the signal to begin. There would be dancing in the streets and torches and candlelight and music and wine. In the Piazza Navona, the Trevi, even sections of the Palatine, long tables were heaped with pasta and fruit and all manner of home-produced pastries. For had not this pontiff, the beloved Francesco, given the lesson, open your hearts and your cupboards to your neighbour, and his to you. Let all men high and low understand that we are one family.
Can you stop? One and three.
There's no doubt of
it
that.
It looked bad,
sort of
but not
American
as bad as it might have
50s.
Been.
The
left front wheel was horizontal, the tie rod had held it broken. Not as bad as broken axle. The rest of the damage was, to cheese thinking, superficial. Just scrapes, dents,
totally
and scratches. Chi found the chrome strip that Janet Peat had so admired about 15 years back in a brush, peeled off by a limb. He laid it carefully on the back seat. A plume of dust produced by the plymouth was receding over the rim of
the
mesa. Chi watched it, thinking about his immediate problem, getting a tow truck out here to haul in
the
buick, thinking about the 5 or 6 miles he would have to walk to get the telephone, thinking about the $700 or $800 it was going to cost to patch up the damaged brick. Thinking about such things was far more pleasant than considering his secondary problem, which was okay, stop. Two and three.
Open your hearts and your cupboards.
Absolutely beautiful, Janet
Peat
had said. I fell in love with it, she said. Just what I always wanted.
And chaos
but
and
he would think that
what better way
later,
to overcome
he was
but to enter
staring into
the
diminishing
of
the haze of dust,
love for their neighbor.
But his vision was turning
inward,
imprinting the back shoe bandit in his memory.
Let the word go
the profile
or
suggestion
brothers,
of pokemarks in a jaw, the hair, the cap. This has become a matter
for
of pride.
A few days, like
he would find the man again sooner or later.
Of everyone,
by mid-afternoon,
the sweet and the sad,
with the big bag
no
at Bernie's old garage, it, was, it
embrace,
would be
raise
sooner.
The wine, show laughter and tears and accept one another in
had
expressions
in fact
of love.
Once told it
let the world see
and
there is no
little
shame
about
the exaltation of the spirit.
Everything that
touched,
goes around comes around, she said happily.
Carry
forth
the sweet memories beyond the feast of
I wouldn't say that so said.
And let life
what's
be
it
guided
going
by the
cost
principles of Christian benevolence.
To balance out this big
the earth can
I'm
be a better place.
The
it is up to
beach,
the living to make it so. That
at
was
least
the lesson
I'm going
of Francesco
to be able, okay,
first.
All together.
A
hushed
sure
girlfriend,
of tens
she said.
Thousands,
she's a lawyer with
DNA,
tribal legal services.
Of the beloved,
I ran into her last summer.
With
she described how he had picked up a man who came to be Janet Peat's client and had tried to have him kept in the Farmington jail until he had a chance to talk to him. And how sore it had been about him. Tough as nails, she said. Not my type. Not unless I kill somebody and need a lawyer. I don't see where you're going to catch him with little I know about him, so
purples,
said.
Purples,
not even his name. What I remember is he works out
symbols of
the
highest
of gas
of the church.
On the other side of Farmington, or said he did,
giving the illusion of a
and that he pulled him
in
when he had transmission
in the corner
trouble,
seated in a wheelchair
and he paid you
$200
bills, and he told you when you got it fixed to leave it as
a
slick neck as revival
time. He was a strong yet gentle features.
Okay, we stop.
The final piece.
So you just stand up there. We do one and two.
And in the corner, seated in a wing chair of ivory and blue velvet, was the Vicar of Christ, Pope Francesco I. He was a plain man of wide girth, and the strong yet gentle features of Campagnolo, a man of the earth. Standing beside him was his personal secretary, a young black priest from America, from the Archdiocese of New York. It was like Francesco to have such a paper leg. The two were talking quietly, the pontiff turning his enormous head, his huge soft brown eyes looking up at the young priest in serene composure. Managi, whispered Francesco, his large peasant hand covering his lips. This is crazy. The entire city will be drunk for a week. Everyone will be making love in the streets. Are you sure we have it right? I double checked. Do you want to argue with him? Replied the black, bending down in tranquil solicitousness.
All together?
My God,
I don't know about that,
he was always the smartest
one. She prepares this big elaborate dinner. Had a guest coming to visit,
and
a man very important to her. She put it in the fridge and she didn't come back.
Lippon
had been looking out across the grassland toward the distant thunderheads.
The cardinal
smiled and occurred to him that this would be some strange treat. She glanced at him. To San Juan County missing persons case, he said, but I'm on leave and it sounded interesting. You mentioned you were quitting, she said.
The young people
I am on terminal leave,
Lippon
said. A few more days and I am civilian. She would think of nothing to say. He didn't particularly like Lippon, but he respected him.
Pick a Gregorian chant.
But I'm
at
not
a
civilian yet.
No, your Italian's getting better.
And what we have here is peculiar. This overlap.
I'm trying, brother.
We have Dr. Freeman Bell now, being a ferocious collector of this kind of pottery.
Don't push, I go.
What is he worried about? So... You just come here in the middle. You and Ian.
Or was
I
it?
Thought I,
that
if
was
I was
question.
Standing, giving,
was
not taking,
not
I should reverse it. Don't mess, just do what's
truth.
Natural. Then I see.
Simply too
not
much,
that natural.
Was
come
too
on.
Crazy.
All right, all right.
Would have reached
the pontiff
some
rose from his
way,
chair and smiled
benignly
at all the room. He turned once again to his aide and spoke softly so that no one could hear. In case anyone should ask which one is Senator Denaro, nobody will ask. If someone does, use your standard reply. Ah, yes, study the scriptures myself. You know, this is all crazy. Walk slowly and stand up straight and smile.
Two guys
raced
out to the east window.
I'm miserable.
And Jamie held his breath.
Pope Francesco I, Vicar of Christ, walked through the enormous doors out onto
the
balcony to be greeted by a thunderous roar that shook the very foundations of St. Peter's. Thousands upon thousands of
the
faithful raised their voices in the exaltation of the Spirit. Il Papa, il Papa, il Papa.
All together.
And
now that
Holy Father walked out from the
delirious
direction
of his
son,
not if he had resigned. There were many
of the
chambers
who
sitting
heard
on that stone wall with his legs in
the
sand, with almost 200 miles of driving already behind him today. He must enjoy it or he wouldn't be here. So why was he resigned?
Such was the knowledge of
why did you resign, she asked. None of my business, I guess.
That
Lippon
seems
hesitating about it, almost as if for the first time.
He
glanced at
the
tree. I guess I'm tired, he said.
The glass shattered,
but you're using leaf time out here, chasing after whatever it is we have here. I've been wondering about that myself, Lippon said. Maybe it's the fire horse
in front of
life long habit at work. I think it's because I'd like to find this Freeman Bernard. I'd like to find her and sit her down and say, Dr. Bernard, why did you prepare that big dinner and then go away and let it rot in your refrigerator?
What the hell are they saying?
To find the answer to why Dr. Bernard let her be spoiled with all the
rules,
especially now. Dr. Bernard was dead. Right, thanks. Not twice.
That's it?
Yeah.